The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Shavuos Daf Mem Ches. One of the Shavuos that are Nishba V'Noitu, as we said, this is the Perek Kol HaNishba that talks about Shavuos where a person is not Nifter Ayde Shavuos, but he's Noitu L'Mashvuos. One of the Shavuos that's discussed in the Mishnah is that V'Chein HaYisayim LaYifru, that one cannot collect a debt from Yisayim, or Yisayim cannot collect a debt even when they have a shtar, unless they make a Shavuos that they have no awareness, let's say in the case of Yisayim, that they are unaware that their father was ever paid for this choyf. They have to make a shvua that the father didn't tell them before he died that he had received payment for this debt. And the Gemara says an interesting chiddush in the name of Rav Shmuel. On this din of Minayisayim leifu ela b'shvul, the Gemara says in the middle of Amud Aleph of Memches, Rav Shmuel dami travayu loishonu ela shemes malve b'chayin loive. The halacha that the Yisayim can collect with the shvul is only where mes malve b'chayin loive, where the person who owed the money outlived the malva, outlived the person to whom he owed the money. So therefore now the malva died, his children are coming to collect, they have a right to collect, obviously they inherit their father's choyv, so they have a right to collect from the loive. So they collect with a shvua that they were not told by the father that the debt was collected. Avol, says the Gemara, meis loive b'chayim malva, if the loive had died, meaning say both the loive and the malva died, but in this case, the loive predeceased the malva, so the loive died, and the malva wants to collect from the children of the loive, and halacha is min hayisayim leyifru ela b'shvua, and then the malva died, and the children of the malva now want to collect their father's choyv from the yisayim. There's two sets of yisayim, and the children of the malva yisayim, the children of the loive yisayim, and the children of the malva want to collect from the children of the loive. The halacha is over there that since their ability to collect was only given to them by their father to collect with the shvua, the halacha is ein adam meir shvua lebanav. A person cannot be meirish, a person cannot give over to his children the ability to collect a debt with a shvua. So in this case, since the loiva had already died before the malva, therefore the malva's ability to collect was limited to collecting with a shvua, even though he had a shtar, and therefore he cannot be merged that his children, the choyv, will be forfeit. Let's just picture the case for ourselves. We have a Swiss bank account that was opened up in the 1960s by children of somebody who was unfortunately killed in the Holocaust, in the war. The person who owed the money lived in Poland. The person who was owed the money lived in Hungary. The person who was in Poland, obviously the Nazis took over, the Nazis in Maximum took over there in 1939. The person had been killed already by the time the Nazis came into Hungary. And the loive had predeceased the malva, that everybody knew, because they knew when the parents of the loive was taken away, and they knew when the parents of the malva were taken away. And now the shtar choyv of a large sum of money is found in a bank vault. Since the shtar is there, the yisoymin of the malva l'choyra have a right to collect, since they have the shtar in their possession, and the l'choyra have to make a shvur that they are not aware that any payment was made to their father. However, over here, since the loiva died before the malva, so therefore when the malva died, when the malva was killed in 1944, the choyv that he was giving over to his children was a choyv that was only collectible with a shvua. Rav and Shmuel say, and this is Gepaskin the Chosh Mishpah, Simon Kuv Ches, that ain't other Moir Shvua Lebonov, the children cannot collect with a shvua. Now, there's one very big machloikis over here, which makes all the difference in the halacha l'maisa. The opinion of the Ramban is that what Rav and Shmuel and Mechadish is only insofar that the children of the Malva cannot swear. They really don't know if the father was paid or not. So we would say, Lule divrei Rav and Shmuel, Lule this din of Einod Meirish Knas, of Einod Meirish Shmuel Lebonov, the Ramban says, we would say that since over here in this case a Shmuel cannot be exacted, there's no way that they can make a Shmuel. So the halacha would be that they would collect without a Shmuel, they're holding on to a shtar. And Chazal never made a takon of b'mokim zeh. The Ramban says that Rav and Shmuel were mechadish, that if the children do not know whether the father had been paid up, since the father in his lifetime already was only able to collect with a shvur, because the loiva had died, as we said before, the malva, so therefore the yisurim have no right to collect that choiv without a shvur. What would be, says the Ramban, if the children do know with certainty that the father was never paid? For instance, what happens if the father had wired over money to, let's say this person who was in Hungary had wired over money to somebody in Poland as a choiv, and that this is the shtar that was written down, and the very next day communication was cut. So they know obviously the choiv was written, that the choiv will be paid next year, and the next week the communication was cut, or more specifically, if the person had been killed the next week, it's clear that the choiv wasn't paid up. The halacha is over there, since there's no doubt, the yoshim can collect and they do not have to make a shvur. Their only chiv to make a shvur is insofar, I'm sorry, the yoshim will have to make a shvur because it's something they know. They know that the father did not collect the choiv. The only halacha, they know the mayor shvur labonim, is only if they don't know. So they can't collect the choiv without the shvur. But if they could make the shvur, they'll make it. However, the tour and the Shulchan Aruch bring another opinion. This is the opinion of the Rav Al Bar Galoni. The Rav Al Bar Galoni is one of the Rishonim who wrote extensively on Dinei Mominis. It's quoted in many places, his Svarim, by the Rishonim. Most of his Svarim we don't have extant. And over here, the Shulchan Aruch brings the tour, who brings the opinion of the Rav Al Bar Galoni that disagrees with the Ramban. Both opinions, Agav, are brought Laloka in Choshev Mishpat Kuf Ches. And the Rav Al Bar Galoni tells us that the Halacha of Einod Meir Shvul Lebonov is that since Chazal said that the father, the Malva, can only collect the Choyv from the Yisayim of the Leiva with the Shvur, therefore the children do not have the ability to collect that Choyv at all, even if they could make the Shvur. Why is that? He says that a Shvur, any Choyv that can only be collected with a Shvur, is not the Pshat that a person has the ability, he has a Shivut, he has the ability to collect the choiv. Let's say it was a choiv of $1 million. He has a schus of $1 million to collect by the nechosim of the loiva. He says what Chazal did was Chazal were mafkir. Chazal nullified the choiv. Chazal said one cannot collect in order to protect the yisrael. Chazal said that one does not have a schus and a shibud against the nechosim, a lien against the property of the loiva. But one does have a schus to be nishba v'noitel, meaning to say, step one of the takana was the Chazal were mevakel, were mafkir the choiv midei ha-malva. They said the malva does not have any more a lien on the possessions to collect on the yisrael. They protected the yisrael that way because the yisrael cannot protect themselves against claims against their father's estate. So Chazal were mafkir any claim against their estate. Now, obviously, we don't want to do harm to the malva. So Chazal said, now the malva has a new schus. It's called nishba v'noitel. That schus of nishba v'noitel, since it's only a potential schus and it's not a lien proper until the person actually swears, that a person cannot be meirish to his children. There's a klal of ein adam meirish knas labonov. There's certain schusim that a person has that he can be tevei somebody else, where the schus is not a proper momenistic choiv, let's say a chiv kefil, even if somebody had stolen something from him, but even where the person was chayv not only to pay back the chayvitz but also to add kefil. If the person who was claiming the tevea, the nizik, was claiming that money, and then he suddenly died before the claim was processed in Bezin, and Bezin said, Ploini atachai, the children cannot collect kefil. Why? Because kefil is not a schus moment. The person doesn't owe you $200 when he stole $100, he owes you $100. The other $100 is a Torah imposed knas that the Torah said the nizik can take from the mazik. Masha'ekin, if the Nizik died, he cannot give over that schus to his children. Why? Because it's not a momentistic kinyan that he can be married to his children. It's only a schus, it's only a potential schus, it's a potential ability to collect, and if it hadn't yet been turned into a choyd mom, it cannot be collected. Over here also, says the Rav Al-Bar Galevi, since that choyd is not yet a choyv, because Chazal really were mafkir, Chazal were mevatel the claim against the estate of the father, which is now by the Yoshin. Chazal only gave the malve a koyach to collect with the shvu, they only gave him a potential right to collect. Potential schusim cannot be given over to children. Therefore the Rav Al-Bar Galevi says, even if the children know beyond doubt, with all certainty, that the choyv had not been paid by the loiva, by the father of these yisayim, to their father, the halacha will be that the choyv is not, will not be able to be collected, the choyv is null and void, because the halacha is that the father cannot be merged to them, a knas. The flip side of this very same chiddush of the Rav Al-Bar Galoimi will be what happens. Let's say the malva, the children of the malva, that is, that find the shtar in their father's bank account after he dies, in his bank vault, not in his bank account, find the shtar choyv. What happens? They themselves don't know, but the yorshe haloive do know that the father never paid back. The Rishonim say that according to the Ramban, the children of the Loiva will be morally obligated. Maybe you can't force them, because the Malva, the children of the Malva cannot make a shvur if they don't know. But the children of the Loiva morally, api alocha, mukhuyif to pay back that choyv. Since they know the father didn't pay, they know there's an outstanding debt on the father's nechos, and they'll have to pay. But according to the Rav Al-Bar Galoimi, even if they know that their father had not made good on the choyv, but there's no choyv anymore. Because Chazal were already mafkir the choyv as soon as the father died. It could be the right thing to do is to pay back, but they're not mukhuyiv al pi alocha. Why? Because the choyv had already been nullified by Chazal, and the only schus that the malva had against the loiva would only be as a potential schus for the shul, and that can't be given to his children. So that'll be another nafkamina. Now, there's a similar alocha of a shvur's nishba v'noytel, which should have the same din. It doesn't, and I'd like to explain the chiluk between the two. In Simin Kufyu Dalid of Choshe Mishpat is the halachas of Ein Nifroim Milikuchos Elam Shvur. The same way Chazal protected the state of Yisoyim by saying that any claim against them could only be collected, could only be made good on with a shvur, the same is true of Malva and Aloiva, where both of them are alive. The Malva goes to the Loiva does not have the money, and the Malva goes to Lekuchos, he goes to property that was sold by the Loiva to others, and he collects from those people. Over there also, since those people have no koyach obviously to argue about koyach against the loiva's rishus, because they weren't there, they don't know what happened with the loiva, whether he paid and whether he actually borrowed. So the Chazal saw fit to defend the rights of the lekuchos by instituting that a malva can only collect from lekuchos with a shvur, similar to the estate of Yisrael. However, what's interesting is that over here the Rishonim say that the shvur was only instituted for the malva himself. What happens if the malva died? His children are around. Now we don't say ain't other mayu shvur labonim, and this is true according to Ramban, according to Rav Al-Bar Galoimi. The halacha is in Simin Kufyu Dalid that the children of the malva have a right to collect from the lekuchos without recourse to a shvur, without having to make a shvur. Now, what's the chiluk? Both them, the halacha is ain't nifroim ela b'shvur. If one can only collect the yasmi with a shvur, this, and therefore the children will not be able to collect because they can't make a shvur, why should that not be true on the children of a malva, legabi lekuchos? And the chiluk is quite obvious. The chiluk is that when Chazal said ain't nifroim nichse yusayim ela b'shvur, over there it's possible to talk about Chazal saying that the choyv is not collectible. With a shvur, the choyv is not collectible at all, unless there was a shvur, it's a new type of schus, like we said according to Rav Al-Bar Galoimi. However, by lekuchos, the real choyv is definitely, and always will be, against the person of the loiva. It happens to be that because the loiva sold his property, the malva has a right to collect from that property, but the real tvi is against the loiva. If that's true, then that choiv is still an outstanding choiv. It didn't turn into a choiv with a shvuah. The malva and by extension, after he dies, his children have a right to collect from the loiva without a shvuah. Chazal said, if you want to collect from the loiva by going and seizing the chosim that is sold from the kuchos, you have to make a shvuah. But not that the choiv itself can only be collected with a shvuah, because the choiv itself can be collected from the loiva. It happens to be he defaulted; he didn't have money, so you have to go to the kuchos. So over there, Chazal definitely did not say that the choiv can only be collected with a shvuah. If you collect from the loiva, you wouldn't need a shvuah. And therefore, the children of the malva, when unable to produce that shvuah, will be able to collect without a shvuah, as if they're collecting from the loiva. This is obviously the obvious chiluk between the case of ein nifroim milikuchos ela b'shvuah and ein nifroim miyasmi ela b'shvuah. Now, just to point out an interesting parallel to the Chiddush of the Rav Albar Galoni, that Eino de Moirish Knas Lebono means that any potential schus, which is not moment biyodi, which is not a real moment in schus, it's only a potential ability to collect money or a potential ability to use money, a person cannot be Moirish Lebono. Just to show another eerie in halacha where this is, and this is quite negel la halacha, is the halacha of Tevis Ano. The Ramo in Hilchos Yerusha, in Choshe Mishpat, Reishai and Vov, paskins that any money which is moist tzedakah, for instance, somebody, a wealthy person, set up a trust fund, a charitable trust, where the money was already deposited in the trust, it does no longer belong to him. However, as is the case with most such trusts, he is the chairman of the trust fund, and therefore he's the one who actually makes the decision where to spend the money. The money might not be his, but he's the, so to speak, the gabbai, the gizber of the moist tzedakah, and therefore he has a right to give it out as he sees fit. What happens if a person dies, and sitting in his charitable trust, there's $100 million? Do the children yarshin that right to be gizborim, to decide where and how they want the money to be given out? The Ramah says no. Why? Because since the money doesn't belong to him, it's only a potential right to benefit by having the ability. The person has a certain amount of benefit of hanor from being able to decide where and when tzedakah money should be distributed. The money might not be his, but it's called toiva sano. It's a schus that he has in the money. Schusim like that are not real moministic kinyonim. They're only schusim, potential schusim in money that does not belong to him. The halacha is ein adam mayush lebonim. And therefore the Ramah says that the Bezdin will take over that charitable trust, and the Bezdin will distribute the money as they see fit. So if he had decided to give the money out to a cause of his own liking, and Bezdin or the Rabbanim of the city don't agree with his way of thinking, with his line of reasoning, and way to give his tzedakah money, they'll decide for themselves where to give the money, and the children of the father will not have an input where to give the money to. It's just not really the same halacha, but it's just another illustration of the same idea of not being moirish teves hanor, like we're saying over here, not being moirish eschus, money that can only be collected with a shvua. The Rav Albar Galoni says it's not more than a schutz. It's not a real moministic yeshiva that he has in the other person's nechos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.